Andy, welcome to Sheffield United. And just how good is it to be back in South Yorkshire?
Fantastic, yeah. I obviously know how big this club is and what can be achieved. But yeah, it's a fantastic opportunity to play a part in hopefully restoring the good times back to Bramall Lane.
So as someone who's worked with Nigel Adkins for a long, long time, just tell the Sheffield United fans what type of a manager he is.
Honest, hard-working, respectful. He'll unite the football club from every member of staff, every player, every fan, hopefully. And we've all got our part to play to achieve, obviously, the goal.
I think sort of bonding with the fans is perhaps an underrated thing at Sheffield United, because it's a side that is desperate to get promoted. They've had a few tough times and they want a manager who can lead them forward now.
I think that's right, yeah. I think you look at the reaction, what's been going around when Nigel was rumoured to be up for the job. It's been a positive one. And deep down the fans are the one fans will always be there. They'll be there every week for their lifetime. Mm. People come and go, staff members come and go, but they're the heartbeat of any football club. And the support they've continued to give this club while it's not been in the higher echelons of football has been fantastic, and hopefully we can reward them by playing winning football. If it can be entertaining every week, that's what we'd love to see. But we're going to need them at bad times as well, to get right behind us, and I'm sure they will.
Do you think that's the most important thing? It's about having a bit of range there. That a lot of managers talk about what type of football they want to play, but ultimately this team needs to win promotion. You just need to do what it takes to get there.
I think while I've been out of work, you look at one of the best teams in the world, and they weren't fantastic on the head towards the end of the season, were they? It's been well documented. And the best manager in the world has found a way to win with what he had available at the time. He didn't have the same players available at the end of the season what he had at the start. It's whatever it takes to win. Mm. That's what happened. That's what matters at the end of the season. Not if you've played well for 46 games and lost 46. No one cares, really. It's about getting enough points to get promoted.
Aside from the fact that it's red and white stripes again, how similar is this challenge to the Southampton job when you took them over?
Yeah, I think any team starting with S, it's always gone all right. But, the red and white, and obviously League One, is obviously going to draw comparisons with Southampton. What was achieved there was obviously fantastic at the time. And how that club has gone on and continued to develop. It's good for all of us having played a part in it. But that's in the past for us now. We're now employees of Sheffield United. And we want to be looked at in a few more years' time, saying they played a massive part getting us back as well, and that's what we all want to do. Don't want to remember the things that happened 5 years ago. We want to remember the end of the season for what we just achieved. So,
what type of squad do you believe that you, Dean, and Nigel are inheriting here?
Well, obviously, a squad what came close last season. Players who've come close, who've had that disappointment, should be desperate to go again. It's a group of players who've a little bit of experience, some younger ones who've had a taste of first team football from other clubs, and now for Sheffield United. And I'm sure for the experience, they'll be well aware now how big this club is, if they've only been there a few months. So going forward, we want to help them develop. We expect, demand hard work for them. We want them to be the best professionals they can be every minute of every day, because ultimately that's going to help them perform on a Saturday. So as long as they're willing to work hard, I'm sure we can have a good season.
Having had a lot of success at Scunthorpe and then Southampton, what do you think as a group you learned at Reading?
I don't think you stop learning or whatever experience, whether it's success at Scunthorpe or Southampton or when obviously things didn't go as well as we would have hoped at Reading. You learn about things all the time. We've had five and a bit months out of the job. We've all continued to try to learn as well. So when we go into the next job, we're better prepared than when we left Reading. So we know the things you need to be successful, and we hopefully know a bit more about the things you don't need, and hopefully that will help us along our journey.
And just a final one, how, as a group, how do you sort of work together? And I'm not expecting you giving any secrets away here, but as a sort of a management team, do you all have different roles that are quite specific here?
Yeah, I think probably myself and Dean's roles will overlap at times as well. But the manager gives us roles and wants us to do them to the best of our ability. Mm. He's got to trust in us, and I think that trust comes over working together over a period of time. So, you know, he's got the big picture to look at. We've got little bits of the jigsaw to get better. You know, hopefully we can do that.